Turn to picture 19. God was angry and sad that David had done all these bad things. So he sent a prophet to talk to David and show him how bad he had been. Now, this prophet was called Nathan, and he spoke God's message to David. Then David understood what a terrible thing he had done. Oh, he felt so bad, and he asked God to forgive him. Children, do you think God would forgive David for doing such a bad thing? Yes, God always forgives us when we truly say we are sorry. So God forgave David. Boys and girls, isn't it wonderful that God would always forgive us when we ask Him to? But you know, we have to really be sorry for what we have done. It is not good just saying you are sorry if you do not mean it in your heart. Now, do you have your Bibles there? Turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let us read it together. But if we confess our sins to God, He will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. Now, can you learn this verse together in class? Did you learn the verse? I hope so. Now, boys and girls, all this time David had something important he wanted to do. He wanted to build a special temple in Jerusalem where the covenant box would stay. He wanted to do this because he loved God very much. David lived in a beautiful palace, but the place where the Israelites worshipped God was in a tent, and David did not think this was right. Oh, it was a very beautiful tent, but David still wanted to build a big temple for God. However, God said to him, "You have fought in many wars, so you will not be the person to build a temple, but you will have a son who will build a temple for me." So David accepted what God had said. Even though he was not the one to build a temple, he did do something. David was able to make all the plans for it, and he collected a lot of special materials that would be used in the building. So later, after David died, his son Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. It took 7 years to build. That is a long time, isn't it? But the house of God was very, very beautiful, and inside there were very many fine things made with gold and silver. It was a very important place. Once it was finished, Solomon said a special prayer and he thanked God for helping them build the temple. He also prayed that the temple will be God's special place. And do you know what, children? After that, the Israelites worshipped God there for many, many years. Boys and girls, remember how God had told David that his son would build the temple? Well, that is exactly what happened. God always keeps His promises, and the Israelites always remembered that David was their greatest king. This is the end of picture 19.